This may have been predictable, but frankly, they aren't even trying to hide it, because once OG Anunoby left the New York Knicks, the things that Toronto Raptors fans were grilled for, were roasted for, were just bashed on, you know, as Masai Ujiri held on to OG Anunoby for a year longer than people thought they should. They said, hey, he's untouchable. He's a Hall of Fame player, OG Anunoby. What's going on? Well, now, all those things, not just by Knicks fans, but NBA fans in general, the praise has been thrown the way of OG Anunoby. And frankly, even though it didn't happen when he was with the Toronto Raptors, I'm here for it. So I want to break that all down in this video, including Darko Rajakovic speaking out on the team's rebounding situation and might be throwing shade to the, I want to say the roster, because obviously we're a developing team, but you know, talking about how we don't have much rebounding on the squad here now at this point. And also a former Toronto Raptor ended up signing in Russia. So lots of stuff to dive into in this video. Before we dive into that, folks, again, over 58% of our viewers are not subscribed to the channel, with the trade deadline just around the corner. I'd imagine things are about to heat up in the coming days, so definitely keep it locked to Raptors Digest so we can break down all the latest news for you. But let's dive into our first topic of discussion. The first thing is they aren't even trying to hide it. They aren't even trying to hide it, folks. I mean, we've been grilled, we've been roasted, we've been talked down upon for supporting OG Anunoby, calling him a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. I've been out here on these videos saying OG Anunoby is probably the best wing defender in the entire NBA for season after season here now at this point. And the comments we've been getting have been kind of crazy, and I get it. The Toronto Raptors aren't a big market like the new, even though we're a big market, we're not a widely watched market across the United States like the New York Knicks are. But things have completely done a 180. If you go on Twitter, if you go on X, if you go on these Reddit pages, basically OG Anunoby's getting the kind of treatment, maybe not to the LeBron situation, but every little thing he does is posted by all these channels. People are talking about how he's a steal, he's a lock defensively. Even the betting odds have put him now firmly in second place for Defensive Player of the Year ranking, which, you know, he's doing the same things he did with the Toronto Raptors here now at this point, but he was never sort of in the contention for a Defensive Player of the Year award, even though he made his first all-defensive team last season. He's been doing this for year after year, and now he's finally getting his credit, he's finally getting his flowers by look back onto things like Stephen A. Smith said, you know, talked about, hey, what are we doing here? You know, is he moving the needle? All this type of stuff. Bill Simmons and Ryan Russell on the Ringer, they're talking about, hey, is OG Anunoby a Hall of Famer? He's untouchable in Damian Lillard talks. He's untouchable in Kevin Durant talks. All this type of stuff. Flame and Masai Ujiri. And I am proud, I am happy that he is getting his credit right now, because the Knicks, they're 10-2 since acquiring him. One of the best records in the NBA. There's highlights getting posted of him locking down Nikola Jokic. And one thing that I got grilled for is saying how he's a guy that's been like a Jokic stopper. Even though he's a wing player, the Toronto Raptors thought they could run a 6-9 sort of all lineup because of how well OG Anunoby can defend the post. Again, he's better apt to be a wing defender, so it's a bad strategy to have him guarding bigs, you know, night after night after night. Leads to injuries, leads to players getting worn down and all that type of stuff, getting played out of position. But on any given night, you know, even in a playoff series, he's capable of locking up bigs on the other team. And now Knicks fans are looking at him as a guy that can clamp Nikola Jokic, which we've seen, you know, in Raptors versus Nuggets games. I don't know. I've just been seeing a lot of OG Anunoby hype, a lot of praise, and I'm happy for it. But the fact that Raptors fans got grilled for so long for, you know, calling OG Anunoby this level of player, is he a $40 million per year player? Again, that's a question mark. I'm still happy with this Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett trade. Even though the Raptors have been losing games, I think it sets us up for the future nicely, and OG Anunoby's contract is going to be pretty lucrative in terms of what the Toronto Raptors need. But happy OG's getting his praise, but I wanted to sort of come out here and just rant a little bit about how much Raptors fans have been taking heat over the past, especially year or so, since the trade rumors have percolated, right? We were roasted for supporting our guy. Now he's getting love across the NBA. But shout out to OG Anunoby. Loving what he's doing over there in New York. Wish it all worked out with the Toronto Raptors, because he's one of my favorite all-time Toronto Raps. But it's how it goes. The next thing we're diving into is Darko Rajakovic speaking out on the team's entire rebounding situation. Now, The Toronto Raptors, I've made the proclamation. I've made the belief that Masai Ujiri in the front office, Bobby Webster, everyone out there is sort of going the approach, going the route of probably tanking this season. They saw how bad this team could look in terms of boards, in terms of rim protection with Jakob Poeltl out of the lineup, and they said, hey, we're falling down in those standings. Maybe we lean into this. Maybe we take an approach in terms of developing our young players, keeping talent on the roster, because again, with a proper sort of front court rotation with Scottie Barnes, RJ Barrett, and Emmanuel Quickley in the lineup, we're not going to be a team that's competing with the Portland Trailblazers, the Charlotte Hornets in terms of, heck, even the Atlanta Hawks, who we just played against, a couple days ago. We're not as bad as those teams. But with Jakob Poeltl out of the lineup, we have a couple clear holes that will inevitably lead us to losing some games, losing a lot of games, and then potentially maximizing the possibility that we keep our draft pick for this upcoming year. So that's where the Toronto Raptors are at right now. We're 2.5 games ahead in the overall standings at the Portland Trailblazers. If we can get into the bottom five, that would really increase our odds in terms of tanking, in terms of increasing our probability of keeping our draft pick, as it has to fall in the bottom six in order to retain with the Toronto Raptors and not get traded to the San Antonio Spurs. So Jakob Poeltl's kind of been out with injury, and he might be returning soon. He's questionable for tonight's game, against, I don't even know who we're playing here now at this point, but tonight's game for the Toronto Raptors. But Rajakovic, in his most recent sort of media availability, talked about the rebounding, because obviously the Raptors lost their last play. We're playing the Chicago Bulls tonight, if my mind serves me correctly, but against the Atlanta Hawks, lost on a game-winning shot where we just didn't box out. Thaddeus Young was doing everything in his power to keep Clint Capela off the boards, but obviously there's a size discrepancy there, but he kept, Clint Capela boxed out on that possession. Bruce Brown, I believe, was on Trae Young for that drive. It's really tough to say in front of Trae Young. I'm not going to blame Bruce Brown for getting blown by, even if there wasn't a lot of help sort of in the situation, where you're leading to. Again, when you're guarding elite guards out there on the wing, you generally want to force them, or if you know where you're getting blown by, obviously the best sort of course of action is staying in front, staying low, keeping that chest so no one can blow by you. But when you're guarding the Trae Youngs of the world, when you're guarding elite ball handlers, you want to force them in a direction to where you know there's help defense, or where your defense is sort of situated where you can secure the rebound, where you can guard that sort of attack at the rim, and then sort of, close out the possession. But Bruce Brown got blown by. Scottie Barnes had to jump into, an awkward help position. Ended up getting the stop on Trae Young, but Jordan Wara wasn't able to sort of get to the block out of Sadiq Bey, which led to a game winner from the Atlanta Hawks, to seal the deal for that game. They ended up winning by 1 point. Well, Darko Rajakovic talked about the lack of blockouts, the lack of box out, how this team right now is probably the only team in the NBA, in his recent quote, again, in this press conference, but the Raptors are probably the only team in the NBA teaching blockouts, teaching box outs, in their practices and things like that. Again, as a big man, anyone that plays basketball, it's the fundamentals. You got to be able to box out if you're playing at a high level of basketball. So he says probably the only team in the NBA that's working on this here right now. And I don't think this is a shade on the players. Again, the Raptors know they're in a developing place. They're all this type of stuff, but I think it might be a little shade on the front office, because again, I've been of the sort of mindset that I think Masai Ujiri, the way he's operating right now, is trying to maximize this depleted front court for, lots of losses for this year, super tank this season so we keep our draft pick, but while maintaining talent, so next year we can have a quick, maybe not, in contention turnaround, but definitely back in the playoff picture. So that's sort of my thoughts. And maybe Rajakovic, again, a guy that wants to win games, isn't playing to lose, and is mandated not to lose, because again, that's what you want to do. You don't want to be purposely sort of telling your coaches and players to lose games, but without that front court, it's going to be tough to, close out games, close out possessions, close out, the defensive possessions to get those boards. Rajakovic might be throwing some shade there at the front office for, hey, get us some big men. Or, we have Jonte Porter, of course. Thaddeus Young plays big, even though he's a smaller big man. Poeltl back, I think, will help with things along those lines. I think will help us with winning games. Might hurt the super tank that the Raptors might be going on this season. But let me know what you guys think about all of that. But the final thing we're discussing in this video is a former Toronto Raptors signs in Russia. So Will Barton, obviously a guy that was with the Toronto Raptors for a short period of time last season, didn't thought he may have been a piece that could have got us some scoring off the bench, provided some shooting. Wasn't that effective for the Toronto Raptors last year, but he's found a new home, and he signed in Russia after his brief stop with the Toronto Raptors, which is pretty wild going on right now, because given the war that's been happening over there. But again, I'm not sure how it is living in Russia, living in Ukraine here now at this point, but going to play over in Russia seems like a wild sort of thing to do, if it's safe or things like that. I guess all the fighting might be happening inside the Ukraine borders, but, you know, just for safety, just thought it was a pretty wild story that came out for Will Barton. So wishing him the best. Again, not 100% sure how it's like living out. That was in Budapest. I was in Hungary, which bordered Ukraine sort of this summer. So things were safe over there from, you know, living in or staying in Budapest for a while. So hoping Will Barton, everything's all good and he has a good time playing in Russia. But I thought that was a crazy story to sort of end this one off. But you guys are the best for making this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. Anyways, I'm signing off. Cheers.